With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Paul Theroux's travel books read as well as his novels. He's the author of The Great Railway Bazaar and The Mosquito Coast. His latest book is a collection of essays called Sunrise with Sea Monsters.
The pieces are personal. They are. I intended the book to be personal and to be a selective sort of autobiography of the 20 years from 64 to 84.
Massachusetts-born Theroux says one thing is clear. He earned very little money writing those essays.
I was actually thinking of calling the book Writing for Money, and have the first piece, well, the first piece is called On the Edge of the Great Rift, and say at the end of it, appeared in 1964 in the Christian Science Monitor, earned $50.
In fact, Paul Theroux's earnings over the 20 years he wrote the essays in Sunrise with Sea Monsters came to less than the average person earns in a year.
Most people think that writing is profitable, and even that writing pieces, that doing journalism like this is profitable. And from personal experience, I know that it's not.
Theroux recalls declining one newspaper's request to write an article.
They said, we know. We don't pay very well. But look at all the people that'll be reading your stuff, millions of people. I said, yes, but this paper makes millions. They said, don't you realize that you're a fairly well-to-do writer? You're one of the few people in the United States who can afford to write for us.
Sure, you can afford to write for nothing.
Yeah. No, I can afford to do it as a kind of philanthropic gesture.
Theroux's essays are about such disparate topics as his days in the Peace Corps, rowing around the coast of Cape Cod, his high school reunion. Paul Theroux is one of our best writers. Sunrise with Sea Monsters, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For all of his travels, writer Paul Theroux is uncomfortable carrying a camera or a tape recorder. Theroux is the author of such books as The Mosquito Coast and The Old Patagonian Express.
A camera takes away my enthusiasm for looking at things. And I always say, well, afterwards I'll look at the pictures, but I never do.
Theroux sees photography as a distraction, which doesn't help him write better. He feels much the same about tape recorders.
I've traveled through India with a tape recorder, and at the end of it, I couldn't remember what anyone had said to me. It was all on tape, but there was too much in the machine.
Paul Theroux's advice to the travel writer.
Travel lightly, not with a lot of equipment, and you should appear, insofar as possible, as an anonymous spectator.
Paul Theroux's 365-page book of essays, Sunrise with Sea Monsters, shows his development as a writer over a 20-year period, as well as his interests and enthusiasms.
I'm not proud of a lot of the things that I've written about, but I think that I've only begun to understand them by writing about them.
For example, the time he was punished by his Peace Corps superiors after being accused of unsatisfactory performance for writing a newsletter critical of the U.S. role in Vietnam. Theroux was docked 6 months' pay.
They made me pay my way from the southern part of Central Africa, which was Malawi, to Washington. It was $1,000. It was a very expensive airfare. I mean, it took about a day and a half to get home. All this money, all this time, all this humiliation. At the end of it, I had succeeded in making myself eligible once more for the draft.
But Paul Theroux went back to Africa as a teacher and began writing the books that made him famous. His latest is Sunrise with Sea Monsters, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.